Yacine Chekaoui is one of the world's top soccer players, captain of FC Zurich in Switzerland, and a player in Tunisia's national soccer team. He's a modest man in spite of the $1.4 million he earns annually, because he's a devout Muslim who would never steal something. And he has no need to either, as a top professional soccer player in the European and the World Championships League. But in spite of the man's fine character, for the Swiss Nazi people, he's just another subhuman without the Alpine Herrenrasse profile. So when a couple of weeks ago, on May 28, 2015, the Swiss Nazi police saw the Muslim strolling through Zurich with his wife, wearing a hijab, the Muslim scarf, in the Bahnhofstrasse, next to the Hotel St. Gotthard, where Hitler stayed in 1923, when the Swiss financed him, the Swiss fascist cops said to themselves, well, let's grab the Muslim, throw him to the ground and lie something together for criminal statistics against immigrants. So they lied that the multimillionaire top soccer player had stolen a handbag. Say what? A handbag again and again in Zurich? Another Swiss handbag affair, just like the one with Oprah Winfrey 2 years ago in 2013, also in Zurich? Oh, come on, Swissy. Your lies are too obvious and transparent. And in fact, the Swiss practice a thing called racial profiling plus, to humiliate and intimidate immigrants on their racial profile. And in this case, Mrs. Chekaoui's hijab or Muslim headscarf, to make them feel they're not welcome in clean, little fascist Switzerland. And why the plus? Well, because on top of that, they lie things together, like the theft of some elusive, fictional, non-existing handbag. Or, as they've done with these poor souls a few days ago in Switzerland, who were premeditatedly criminalized through lies by the Swiss criminal mind, so the fascist Swiss Justice Department can make them work for free. With a discriminating text, Drecksack, meaning dirtbag, on their backs as being exposed in some medieval village square by the Inquisition and their Swiss guard, tied unto a wooden pole with your head and hands locked in. Oh yes, Swissy loves the Middle Ages indeed, which presence never left the octagon of the Alps, in spite of the gold and wealth shining upon layers, while Swissy smiling through his teeth, just making some splendid and immoral banking transactions. You see, you know, it was they really did it hard, you know, it's expressed, well, this is the funny translation. And it says it was in the Bahnhofstrasse, you know, that's you know, where Hitler was as well. And it's quite a typical place. And says his wife was very shocked, and to just lie, you know, if he wouldn't be the VIP soccer champion, you know, then he would have gone to prison, they would have lied things together, and he would be picking garbage from the streets with the sign dirtbag on his back. And Swiss police have their morale boosted by their Swiss cousins in the US momentarily gunning down so many black people randomly in American streets by the US killer cops of Swiss origins, just as the Swiss sleeper agents contingent did in Germany. And when it turned out that their Muslim tango was not going to be an easy target after all because of his VIP status, more lying continued, saying What was just an accident, with more likely the only accident that someone videotaped the muscled racial profiling arrest, revealing the tip of the iceberg in the Alps. And it says Zurich cops under fire. Well, they'll never get under fire, and they know it. They can do whatever they want. They just, the Swiss people, you know, because it gets internationally known, this affair, so they just want to appear, you know, as a decent and civilized country, as if somebody would do something about it, you know. Well, the only thing they do is show it for this reason, you know, only in this case, because he's a VIP, otherwise they don't show anything at all. And then you'll never hear anything of it anymore, you know, that's what they do, yeah. It's always the same, a bunch of liars. Bahnhofstrasse, you see? So you can read the whole article here, and another article, I don't even know what it says here. Just as they did with Sean Ross here, of the Pharaoh Show, sending him an anti-terrorist squad because of his YouTube videos and international newspaper articles, and Swiss police lying things together, so they can also make him work for free with a signed dirtbag on his back, and sentencing him again to prison now for 220 days based upon the same scandalous Swiss Nazi police lies in tight collaboration with their nepotist pals of the Swiss fascist judiciary. Just as they did with football star Yassin Chikahui and his wife in this particular era, which devout Muslims like Mr. Chikahui call the Kiamat, the end time era, where all gets transparent and evil revealed. The evil of Switzerland and their dirty Nazi lies and immense crimes against humanity, organized out of Pharaoh's base of all evil, Octagon of the Alps.
Den Durchgangsweg. Scheiß Holländer.
Sie sind nicht als Mieter hier. Die Kinder müssen ja nicht rauskommen.
Mach jetzt das weg.
Don't touch me. Get your hands off me.
Go out.
Das bist du für einen Wecker. Viel zu viel von den Ausländern, ey. Klar sind wir ein paar Ausländer, und wir alle solche Kapazchen haben.
Was? Mal gesagt,
was?
Polizei bekannt ist er.
Ja.
Jetzt zeigen wir ihn mal an.
Ja, mach mal. Okay.
Ja,
ich warte. Oh, noch aggressiv werden. Oh je. Und wie heißt du?
Ich bin angefangen.
Und wie
heißt du? Wenn ihr euch hier nicht wohlfühlt, dann kann ich nichts dafür. Ihr seid hierher gekommen.
Nein, nein. Wir sind jetzt auch da.